In just a moment, Generations with Kevin Swanson. But first, this. The World View in 5 minutes.
It's Thursday, October 1st, 2015 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. She had her husband murdered, and then she came to know Jesus Christ before she died. Kelly Renee Gissendanner was executed Wednesday morning, and this is how a witness described her final moments as she prepared to meet her Maker and her Savior.
Well, she was strapped in the gurney, and there's already the tubes were hooked up to her when we got in there. She apologized for what she did. She said she was sorry that that amazing man lost his life because of her. And once after the execution started, she began singing Amazing Grace and sang it all the way through.
Gissendanner was put to death by lethal injection, despite a letter from the Pope pleading for clemency and letters signed by hundreds of faith leaders. She was found guilty of having her lover murder her husband 18 years earlier. She had publicly testified of her faith in Christ and said she was redeemed by God's grace. The Apostle Paul said, "If then I am a wrongdoer and have committed anything for which I deserve to die, I do not seek to escape death. But if there is nothing to their charges against me, no one can give me up to them, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer." Acts 25:11 and Romans 13:4. At least two churches in Nepal have been bombed, and a radical Hindu group is calling for the extradition of all foreign missionaries from Nepal. Fide's news agency reports that the parliament has recently rejected an amendment introduced by radical groups that would have established the nation as a Hindu state. However, the new constitution has made all attempts to convert others to Christianity illegal. Planned Parenthood CEO Cecile Richards has now admitted under oath that her organization does not do mammograms. The organization is committed to the use of abortion and abortifacient contraceptives, calling it women's health. In 2012, President Barack Obama argued for continued funding of Planned Parenthood because, in his words, quote, "there are millions of women all across the country who rely on Planned Parenthood for not just contraceptive care, they rely on it for mammograms," unquote. Here's yet another unfortunate event in a series of unfortunate events. Author of Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events, Daniel Handler donated $1 million to Planned Parenthood to voice his support for the abortion provider and their processing of baby body parts. Meanwhile, congressional investigators are accusing Planned Parenthood of spending millions on blowout parties and first-class travel. But Jesus Christ tells us that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Russian planes have bombed villages in northern Syria, killing at least 16 civilians and two children, according to Fox News. Meanwhile, America continues its airstrikes against ISIS. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the Russian attack will only inflame the Syrian civil war. The Taliban maintains control of the city of Kunduz in Afghanistan after a failed attempt to retake the city on the part of national forces. It is the first major setback for the Afghans in 14 years since the United States got involved in the conflict. Did a CNN host get it right when he said the law is the national religion, not your faith? Christopher Cuomo was referring to the law of the land relating to the legitimizing of abortion and the marketing of baby body parts in this country. Folks from the Bahamas will witness the power of God firsthand in the form of a new hurricane developing in the Gulf. Joaquin is expected to hit the Bahamas this afternoon with sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. Weather forecasters predict the hurricane could hit the East Coast or the United States in a couple of days. Police in Chicago broke protocol when they rushed a bleeding baby to the hospital earlier this week. Little Princeton Chu had been shot in a drive-by shooting when police officers John Connealy and Michael Mazzoluski arrived on the scene. Instead of waiting for the ambulance, they rushed the boy to a local hospital where he was treated and expected to return home later this week, according to the Chicago Tribune. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, October 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2015. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Radio broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you. Homeschool father of five. Steve Vaughn, also in studio with us. Homeschool father of six. We love kids on this program. We love children. Children are a blessing, a heritage from the Lord, a gift from God. And we've got to define our blessings as God defines our blessings, because the world certainly isn't going to do that for us. Planned Parenthood is on the hot seat. Apparently, Cecile Richards, the CEO of Planned Parenthood, has taken the hot seat on a congressional hearing this week, and she's explaining all the good reasons why Planned Parenthood needs $500 million a year from your tax monies. And we're here today to talk a little bit about that first, and then, wow, 65% of Americans say, go Planned Parenthood. Yes, we need to redistribute $500 million into Planned Parenthood. We need to rob the American people and be sure we support an organization that murders 340,000 babies a year and traffics their baby body parts, or at least transfers it. Now, it seems to me that it's a huge PR job on Planned Parenthood right now. They're trying to, you know, point out all the wonderful things that they do. And, oh, yes, 340,000 abortions, but never mind that. What matters is, you know, let's get the focus off of the 1% of babies that their bodies are sliced up and distributed to these research organizations. Let's forget about that for a moment. After all, it's just 1%.
Yeah.
And 1% is only, what, 3,400 babies?
Yeah.
I mean, slicing up 3,400 babies.
What are we getting so upset about? I mean, you know, so, but by the way, we did go to war over the 3,000 and some people that got killed in the Twin Towers.
People get a little upset when they see 20 or 30 Christians, their heads sliced off by ISIS. But Planned Parenthood sits in a congressional hearing, and Cecile Richards, who, by the way, makes $500,000 a year, testifies that they're only selling or, you know, moving, transferring the bodies of 3,400 babies sliced up and distributed to research organizations across America. And my answer to that is 3,400 babies sliced up is 3,400 babies. The issue remains the same. It seems to me, Steve, we always work our way away from substance, and we're always debating the tertiary issues. And the main point that Cecile Richards is trying to make in front of Congress is we're not breaking the law. And I say, you are breaking God's law.
Exactly.
Now, see, the big point is that the Congress has approved the slicing and dicing of aborted fetuses for the purposes of research, as long as the organization slicing and dicing are not making profit off the thing. And I guess they're just charging for shipping and handling.
Right. And the other caveat to that is that they can't alter their abortion practices in order to be able to preserve organs better. I mean, what kind of a law is that? Okay, you can't murder in a certain way in order to be able to get, you know, it's still murder.
Yes, it is. And the issue is Planned Parenthood is one of the worst, if not the worst organization in the country, the most evil, most wicked organization in the country. There may be others worse than Planned Parenthood. But wow, 340,000 dead bodies each year. Now, you add that up over a period of, I don't know, 30 years, and what do you get? Probably closer to 10 million babies murdered at the hands of Planned Parenthood since 1973. And I think that constitutes a significant issue, and this organization is one of the worst, if not the worst, most wicked organizations in the country. If they have killed 10 million American citizens, name another organization. The U.S. Army. They haven't killed 10 million people in the last 30 years. As far as I know, I know of no war in which the United States Army, the armed forces, has killed 10 million innocent citizens.
Yeah,
I just don't know of any like this.
Al Capone didn't even do that.
Yeah.
This is far worse than any other organization I know of in the United States of America, perhaps in the world. China, has China killed 10 million citizens in the last 30 years? It seems to me back in the 1950s and 60s, they were busy killing citizens. But wow, Planned Parenthood, one organization responsible for the murder of 10 million citizens over a period of 30 years. This constitutes the worst organization in the United States, or one of the very worst organizations in the United States, as defined by the laws of God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to understand this issue of abortion, how the Word of God, ergo the Lex Talionis, speaks directly to the issue of abortion, then read my book, Keep the Faith on Sexuality. The Word of God is clear, very, very clear. There ought to be civil penalties when an abortion occurs. And the reason for that is that an abortion is a sin against God, and as at points defined as a crime by the Lex Talionis in the Old Testament. Friends, the Word of God speaks directly to this. All Scripture given by inspiration of God and is profitable to equip the man of God for every good work. And therefore, use the Word of God. Stand strongly, firmly upon a basis whereby you may define the difference between good and evil. And if you can't do that, then chances are you will become part of that which is evil. Use the Word of God. Use the law of God itself to define the difference between good and evil, and use that as the basis to bring yourself, your family, your church, and your community to repentance. Be back in just a moment with more on the Generations broadcast. This is Kevin Swanson.
Persecution against Christians is on the rise in Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, China, and now America. Religious freedom in America is no longer a foregone conclusion. Now is the time to bring religious liberties, parental rights, and freedom from big government to the forefront of consideration in the 2016 elections. Now is the time to stand. Get educated, equipped, and inspired at the Freedom Conference in Des Moines, Iowa, November 6th and 7th. Go to freedom2015.org to learn more. That's freedom2015.org.
And we're back on the Generations Radio broadcast. Kevin Swanson here as we discuss the $500 million provided Planned Parenthood by the United States of America. And friends, it's your tax dollars going to this $500 million. And it is amazing how much emotional support there is for Planned Parenthood across America. 65% of Americans say, hey, go Planned Parenthood, according to a USA Today poll. I don't know the wording used in the poll, but my guess is, in general, Americans have a fairly positive viewpoint of Planned Parenthood, despite the 10 videos released by this organization that just did the best they could to depict the wickedness, the foulness of what was happening. Now, we all knew what was happening. It'd been approved by the Congress in the early 1990s. We all knew that we had approved of abortion and the 10 million abortions committed by Planned Parenthood since 1973. We all approved of that, at least as a corporate body. And so Americans knew what was happening. They knew that Planned Parenthood was destroying human beings up to the ninth month of pregnancy. They understood that these tender bodies, these infants felt pain after the eighth or ninth week. They understood that these infants responded to their mother's moods. They knew that. They knew they were killing human life. Americans knew that. And Americans knew that their government funding was going to support organizations that did this kind of thing. And Americans knew that these little bodies of these tender babies that were aborted in their mother's wombs were sliced and diced and moved off to research. It was approved of by the Congress of the United States, including many Republicans, who to this day are acting as if they didn't do that. But they did it. It's just they don't want to face it. That's the problem. We've got a nation of hypocrites, and they want to put a good face on what Planned Parenthood is doing, I think Cecile Richards should just step out and say, yes, we kill babies that feel pain. Yes, we kill human beings in their mother's wombs, and we do it by the millions. And we slice up their bodies, and we sell them for $60, $70 a piece. We say it funds postage and handling. I wish we could sell it for $5,000, $6,000 so that I could make more than $500,000 a year. I wish you would just be honest. This whole hypocritical thing where we're trying to make it look good is ridiculous, Steve. Now, Americans, of course, in tremendous support for what Planned Parenthood does. 65% of Americans per this USA Today poll believe that this funding should continue for Planned Parenthood. 29%, only 29% of Americans say that funding should be cut off for Planned Parenthood, according to this USA Today poll. It's shocking to me. It really is. But then again, I get back to it and I remember that Americans have been funding this organization for a very long time. Now, one of the reasons they feel such tremendous support for Planned Parenthood is because, hey, Planned Parenthood supplies all this free service. It's been so free, such a wonderful organization. They just reach out to us and they offer all this free stuff, and they have for millions and millions and millions of women since 1973. And it's just been wonderful. Well, it's not free, friends.
Yeah.
It's just this liberal organization has found a way to redistribute wealth. And the Democrats and the liberal organizations are very, very good with, they're very, very generous with sharing other people's money, OPM. And they give you the impression that they're the most generous and wonderful and charitable organization in the entire world. But they're not. This is an indication of the Democratic liberal hypocrisy, which shines and shines and shines all the time and brings about tremendous, tremendous support from the hoi polloi for these organizations. But it's just the redistribution of $500 million every year. And you do that over 30 years and you get a following. You're going to get a following. Now, if I did this, if the United States government gave me $500 million every year and I handed this money out each year, I'd have a lot of friends too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But the money that they're taking is also stealing. And so not only do we have stealing, but we have stealing in order to cause murder and all in the name of women's health. Well, that again is also a misnomer. There's nothing about women's health in this, in the abortion industry, not even mental health. They can't make even a claim for that because of the mental anguish that most of these women go through.
There's a reason why 91% of Democrats support federal funding for Planned Parenthood and 41% of Republicans support this federal funding for Planned Parenthood. There's a reason for that. Why? They've gone to Planned Parenthood and received some benefit from the $500 million each year contributed to Planned Parenthood by your tax monies. And, you know, I think a lot of Republicans are getting abortions.
Yeah,
I don't know what percentage of Republicans have had abortions. I'm guessing it's pretty high. Why? Because Americans will do anything to support their existentialist lifestyle in general. And here's another thing. Feminism trumps abortion every single time. Women's rights trump baby girls. Grown women trump baby girls every time. In the liberal mindset. And that's one of the reasons why I think this program has been attacked by Christian feminists. This emotional attraction of feminism, I think, is the most powerful force in this nation. Now, maybe another one, but as I see it, when we start to bring issues to bear and we start to speak to these issues, whether it be at our conferences or on this radio program, the issue that raises the most ire, I mean the issue that creates the most controversy, is not evolution, it's not homosexuality, it's feminism. That's why feminism trumps abortion, and that's why Americans support Planned Parenthood by 65%, and only 29% of Americans say, hey, let's pull the funding. That's almost nothing. I would have thought it'd be higher than that, Steve, but the reason I think Planned Parenthood is supported by the vast majority of Americans is because feminism is what Americans are all about. And it's dangerous. It's deadly. It's everywhere. I don't think there's much of another spiritual force out there as powerful as this one. And it works in our churches. It works in our homeschooling groups. It's extremely influential today. Women want sex without consequences. See, men get sex without consequences if they don't marry the woman that they're having sex with. But women want sex without consequences, and the only way that can happen is by certain means of birth control, and the only way in which it can be more or less guaranteed is by the abortifacients and the surgical abortions. Because, as you know, there are many forms of contraceptions that are not 100% successful in preserving the woman from getting pregnant. Women want careers without pregnancy, and women want sex without consequences. I'm just making this as simple as I can possibly make it. And by the way, the left would agree with me. They'd say amen and amen and amen. I just wish Christians would say, yes, that's the real issue here. The real issue is we have set up an entire economic system in which women can have careers without pregnancy, and we would like to see them have sex without consequences, because if they have pregnancy, if they get pregnant, now they're responsible to bear the child and raise the child. And if there's no man in the home, I'm sorry, you're back to single parenthood and all the issues associated with single parenthood, which makes the career thing difficult and sometimes impossible for young women. So these are the issues. And I'm not exaggerating these issues. I'm not some right-wing wacko talking these issues. These are the issues discussed all the time by feminists. It's just Christians tend not to be honest about it. And I think they ought to be honest about it and say, hey, now, wait a minute, what are the biblical answers to these issues? And you'll find them in 1 Timothy 5, 1 Timothy 2, Titus 2, and so on. But I know that there are very, very few people who want to take the time to find out what the Word of God has to say about these things. And oh, by the way, thou shalt not commit adultery and thou shalt not kill ought to play into our worldview when it comes to issues like contraception, abortion, and feminism.
Yeah, what the biggest issue here, and one of the biggest issues I see with the Republicans and the so-called conservatives, is that they are making decisions not based upon the principle of right and wrong, but how can we get around certain things? And so, you know, when the argument is, well, we can't afford this right now, or we need this, it's not the right time for Obamacare, or it's not the right time to defund Planned Parenthood, they're going after it from a whole different perspective, and we've already lost the argument. Once they've gone that route, then you can say, well, then is there a right time? You know, when is the right time, and when can we afford this? The thing is that we need to go back to the Bible, go back to the principles of what God calls right and wrong, and start there. Once we start there, then we can go on the right track. You're starting on the wrong path. You're heading in the wrong direction when you don't start with the principles of God's law. And Kevin, one more thing. Our father-son group, we meet once a month, and we're going through a video series by a guy named Peter Heck, who talked at the Czech conference this last time. He did a video series called Me, and the icon, the little picture on the front is a big, you know, capital letter me with the world revolving around it. And he said that's exactly what the world is like. Everybody is consumed with themselves, that the world revolves around me. And we are so consumed with this, and we have lived in this so long that nobody even knows that we're in this. Everybody has this same disease, but nobody knows that they have it. But listen for it, that everybody is, well, for me, it's about this. Well, I think that this. I want a church that's like this. For me, I would rather have this. Well, I thought church was about worshiping God, not about worshiping ourselves. But that's where this whole abortion thing comes in. That's where all of this other stuff, it's all about me.
It seems to me that selfishness really lies the very, very center of all of materialism and sexual decadence and the promiscuity and the existentialism and the living for yourself and the abortion and all these things that are all wrapped together. I think it comes down to a selfishness, a self-centeredness. What we read in Scripture is, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
That sounds like selflessness.
That's right. It's presenting yourself, your bodies, a living sacrifice. My guess is that is not to be found. That verse will not be found on the Planned Parenthood website.
Yeah, probably not.
They'll tell you. Cecile Richards will tell you, no, we're not about presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. No, we're all about worshiping our own bodies.
Right.
Worshiping ourselves. We're all about living the existentialist lifestyle for ourselves right now. We can abort the future. We can abort the next generation. Yeah, and we're actually thrilled that 80 million baby boomers aborted 80 million babies since 1960. And the worker to retire ratio will be one third of what it was in 1950, 20 years from now. And euthanasia will wipe out the elderly in the year 2040. We're all about that because that's our worldview. We're about existentialism. Just read John Paul Sartre and you will understand what Margaret Sanger and all of us are all about. Well, my friends, I'd encourage you to grab a copy of my book, Apostate, The Men Who Destroyed the Christian West, and discover a little bit more about what Planned Parenthood is doing, and that, indeed, the existentialism of John Paul Sartre, and by the way, John Steinbeck as well, who was one of the first to insist upon an abortion for his wife, and really, ultimately, forced an abortion upon his wife. Some of you may not know that. And became one of the most important writers of the 20th century. And you'll find, of course, all of these stories in my book, Apostate, The Men Who Destroyed the Christian West. You want to understand how these things went viral, how these things went to the mass market in the last 30 years. You've got to understand the idea men that brought these things about, the philosophy men, the literary giants who brought these things about in the early part of the 20th century. All right, get a copy of my book, Apostate, The Men Who Destroyed the Christian West. And be sure you have a copy of Keep the Faith on Sexuality and Abortion. That available at our website, kevinswanson.com or generationswithvision.com. This is Kevin Swanson, Steve on in studio, inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.